The Holman Prize is an international award for blind ambition. Each year, its organisers, San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, fund three projects from blind individuals who want to explore their boundaries to change the perception of life without sight. As one of this year's successful candidates, I was invited to San Francisco to meet the Lighthouse team and my fellow prize winners. With my day job at RNIB Connect Radio in mind, I took my microphone along. Conchita Hernandez was one of my fellow prize winners this year. Her project, Cambiado Vidas, aims to improve the opportunities and well-being of blind people in Mexico. So, Conchita, tell us about the project.
Oh, thank you for having me. So the project is a three-day conference in the city of Guadalajara, Mexico, and it's going to bring together professionals in the blindness field, blind people, parents of blind children, to have a hub to communicate, to receive information. So there's going to be a bunch of workshops that people can attend, informational seminars, and really to start to create advocacy through blind people in Mexico for themselves. And so having this conference is really going to bring people together so that they can advocate and start bringing about political change and also societal change in the school systems as well.
Life for blind people in Mexico is not a bed of roses, really, is it?
No, it's really not. So the majority of blind people, if you're lucky enough to live in a city that has a school for the blind. So Guadalajara, where we are going to hold the conference, has about four schools for the blind. They only go to sixth grade. And then after sixth grade, there's really nothing. And either you have enough money that you hire a person to follow your child through school, or they don't go to school. There's no such thing as a child with a disability having to attend. And so the majority of kids aren't going to school. It's about 60% of blind people in Mexico are illiterate just because of the lack of access to education.
And you yourself are of Mexican heritage, and your parents moved to the States when you were a baby to better your chances, didn't they?
Yeah, so I'm one of five children. Me and my brother are both blind, and my parents saw that there wasn't really going to be opportunities for us to go to school. And so when I was 5 years old and my brother was 12, we moved the whole family to the United States. And my life is 100% better because of it. But I believe, and a lot of people with disabilities come to the United States trying to have a better life, have a better opportunity. And unfortunately, that shouldn't be the case. You should be able to live in whatever country you're from and stay with the people that are your family and your culture and have a good life. And so my hope is that we will create that in Mexico so that there won't be a need to come to the United States.
What's the single most empowering thing about being a blind person in the United States?
I think the access to resources and advocacy. The more I talk to people from other countries, it's not that the U.S. is the best. I definitely don't believe that. I think sometimes a lot of people in the U.S. are like, of course, we're the United States. We have everything. The reality is we don't. So in the United States, we have really good training centers, a positive idea about blindness and disability, and not to say that everybody here has it. The only reason I learned about it is because I went to college. If I would not have gone to college, I would not have known about all of these positive ways of thinking about disability, like an identity. And so the work that I do is really trying to reach out to people that don't have the resources, who didn't go to college, who are Spanish speakers, who live in more poor neighborhoods, so they can access this empowering idea about blindness and have the knowledge about how they can get to the resources to help them be independent.
And once they do access those resources, there are residential programs that I believe you've been through mm-hmm. to teach you how to live an independent life as a blind person. Could you describe those?
Yeah, so the independent centers are really transformative. It's really what changed my life. I do have some usable vision, so people say, oh, for you, it must not have been that hard. Well, no, you're stuck in this place where you're not fully sighted and you're not fully blind. And so I never traveled anywhere by myself. So I was very lucky that when I was 25, I went to a blindness training center, and we have training centers that are under this philosophy called structured discovery, and a lot of them are run by the National Federation of the Blind, and they really teach you first this positive idea of blindness, that really blindness isn't what's holding us back. What's holding us back is this societal views of what blindness is. And really, sometimes we're holding ourselves back because we don't know what's out there. We don't have the resources. You have several classes. You have Braille, orientation and mobility, where you learn to use a cane, daily living skills, where you learn stuff such as cooking and cleaning and changing a light bulb and changing a tire. And you have woodwork. It really builds confidence. So in the woodworking class, you learn how to use chainsaws and how to use all these power tools as a blind person, and it really builds confidence that if I can do that, then I can do other things. And in order to graduate from each of your classes, you have to complete a project. And the project sounds super intense, but you get such great training that you really are confident by the time you get there. In the orientation and mobility class, in order to graduate, they put you in a car and they drop you off somewhere in the city, and you don't know where it is, and you have to make your way back. And when I first heard that's the graduation, I was like, no way, I'm going to die. What's going to happen to me? But by the time I got there, I just was so confident that I'm like, oh, yeah, I know how to do this because I know how to travel independently. I know how to do these things. In the daily living skills class, depending on what center you go to, you have to make a meal for about 40 people from scratch on your own. And again, when I heard about it, I was like, I don't even know how to cook anything, boil an egg, because my mom was so scared that I was going to burn myself that she never let me use the kitchen growing up. And so I was like, you're going to let me fry something? You're going to, like, it just boggled my mind that they were going to not just let me, but expect me to do it. And then for technology, you learn how to use JAWS. You learn how to use, you know, all this accessible technology where you don't have to be squinting your eyes. And in Braille, you have to write your graduation speech and read it aloud. And so I never learned Braille growing up because I had, what they said, too much vision. Really, learning Braille was really empowering to me because I could stand up straight, I could read, I could give a speech. So I would say the training centers in the U.S. are one of our biggest resources that really we're very privileged to have them. And we didn't get them because people were nice and gave them to us. We got them because as blind people, we advocated and we demanded and we made them ourselves. When we tried everything and they said, no, we're not going to fund them, we're not going to do it, we decided to do it ourselves. And I think that's what's powerful about the United States, that we have two large advocacy organizations, the National Federation of the Blind and the American Council of the Blind, that really push. We have some of the best Social Security benefits than any other disabled group because we have come together as advocacy groups and demanded that these things happen. I think that's really where the treasure lies that we have.
And the Holman Prize is very much a continuation of that. It's fostering ambition amongst blind people to push those boundaries back even further. How did you come to hear about the Holman Prize?
I actually heard about it last year, and I applied last year. And so I'm a really good example of how if you apply one year and you don't get it, keep on applying. There's really good ideas out there. And I would just tell everybody, if you have a passion for something, no matter what it is, apply and go for it. And even if you don't get accepted as a Holman Prize winner, let that passion for your project continue to find other ways to fund it and other ways to continue to do it.
We've all gathered here in San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind to get to know each other, to find out about each other's projects, and just to prove that it's not all work, but quite fun as well. Can you tell the listeners what you're going to be teaching me to do this afternoon?
Yes. So this afternoon, I'm going to teach people how to salsa dance. And I love to dance. And one of the issues that I have found is it's really hard to learn steps as a blind person. And so I said, how can I teach people to dance salsa in a way that they can understand? And so I came up with using the Braille cell. And so a lot of people don't know Braille and they think it's really hard. And my whole mission is to kind of destigmatize that Braille isn't hard. It can be really simple to learn if you have really good teachers. And whereas print, you have to learn capital letters and lowercase letters, you only have to learn one set of letters in Braille. And it's a really easy pattern. And so I teach people using that pattern how to move their feet. And just to give your listeners a little information about it. So Braille is made up of six dots. There's six on the left and six on the right. So your left foot corresponds to dots 1, 2, 3, and your right foot corresponds to dots 4, 5, 6. It's kind of a way to bring together Braille and also teaching people how to dance. I'm hoping that it'll be a good time, but also kind of spread some awareness about Braille.
Well, I hope that you're going to change my life this afternoon, and I know that you're going to change a lot of people's lives in Mexico for the better with your wonderful Holman project. Conchita Hernandez, thank you so much for being a guest on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
For more information on how to apply for the 2019 Holman Prize, visit their website at holman.lighthouse-sf.org.